Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. Do you want to know the secret of being happy? Our Lord tells us in today's gospel. There he's speaking to his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. And he's explaining to them that he will soon go away to experience a great deal of unhappiness. And yet, even though he is about to experience such unhappiness, he takes time to care for the happiness of the disciples. He says, "You have sorrow now, but I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." Notice that Jesus does not say they will see him again. The source of their joy is not that they will see him again, but that he will see them. They will be seen by the pair of eyes that know them best. They will be known by the mind and the heart who beholds them in the favor and the love of God. That's the secret of happiness. Not even to see Jesus, but to be seen by him. To be seen by the one who knows you best. So what does this mean to be seen by Jesus? Here we can look back at everything the Bible says about happiness, and we can learn what Jesus sees. For example, Psalm 1 says, "Happy is the one who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the teaching of the Lord, and on his teaching he meditates day and night." There you learn a couple things that make people unhappy: sinning against the Lord and scoffing. And good God, have mercy. What scoffing we have in the world today. Scoffing is so available and so prevalent, it's cheap. You can get it for free. Turn on any media. Go to any restaurant where people are having an early morning coffee clutch. Go into our own living rooms at night where we nurse those wounds that we have received during the day. And you will hear plenty of scoffing. But in the end, this verse isn't about us and what we are to avoid. It's about Jesus and what he sees when he looks at you. Jesus is the one who truly delights in the teaching of the Lord. Jesus is the one who meditates on it for eternity, through every day and every night. Jesus is the one who has fulfilled the will and the law of God. And therefore, when Jesus looks at you, he does not scoff. When Jesus looks at you, he looks on you with complete favor, with complete peace and grace and forgiveness. For the proof of it, just remember what he first said when he came back to his disciples after rising from the dead. There he stands in the midst of these disciples who abandoned him, who denied him, who did not understand him. There he stands on an earth that had rejected him, an earth that had unjustly killed him. And what are the first words he speaks? "Peace be with you." And remember that whatever Jesus speaks happens. What Jesus speaks, he gives. He stood among those who had sinned against him so much, and he said, "Peace be with you. He didn't even wait for them to say, I'm sorry. In fact, we have no indication that they ever did. Because, of course, Jesus had dealt with all of that sin on the cross. There was no sorry to make that he had not already made. And so he comes to them with those words that give what they say, a world full of peace and no scoffing. So it goes for you. Christ is still risen. Jesus still speaks words of peace to you in the forgiveness preached and promised to you. To live in fellowship with such a Savior is to hear those words, peace be with you, spoken to you personally, and to understand that they carry for you personally all the forgiveness of God. And not only for you, but for all the world. And certainly, if such forgiveness comes our way, certainly we will recognize our sin. Certainly we will feel sorry for our sin. Certainly we will turn to God and say, I'm sorry for all of that. But you know the one to whom you're saying it, the one who has dealt with it, the one who has come to you in peace. So to see Jesus, to have Jesus, to be alive with Jesus, is for those words, peace be with you, to have their full way with you. To be happy is to have those words, peace be with you, have their full way with you, as a declaration of what Jesus sees when he looks at you, so that you may turn to everyone else in the world and see them in the same spirit, even those who owe you an I'm sorry. And greet them in that same spirit of peace. For why walk in the counsel of the wicked, who only teach revenge, or stand in the way of sinners, who hold on to sin so tightly, or sit in the seat of scoffers, and scoff when they should bless? Or now consider these words from one of Christ's sermons, recorded in the Gospel of Luke. Happy are you who are poor now, for yours is the kingdom of God. Happy are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Happy are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Happy are you when people hate you and exclude you and scoff at you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. Jesus speaks there as one who sees what the poor and the hungry and the weeping and the persecuted and the scoffed at do not see yet. He sees them in that new creation that he carries in his own flesh. And so those words preach pure happiness for you. Those words free you from this insidious idea that happiness comes from what you possess, or even from the love of the people around you. That may seem shocking, but experience confirms it. Today's society has more food security, more wealth, more protections, more expectation of good health care, and more mental health experts dedicated to helping people find their happiness than ever before. And yet people consistently report being more and more unhappy. You also know people in your own lives who are very well loved, but also very unhappy, nevertheless. So instead of asking you to base your happiness on your circumstances, Jesus gives you that better happiness found only in him. And let's unpack that happiness. First, Jesus gives you a love where all the demands have been fulfilled. When someone says, I love you, to you, there's a little bit of a demand there. At least the hope that you will say, I love you back. But God doesn't love you and then wait to see if you love him back as the condition of whether or not he'll continue to do it. Rather, he loves you for Jesus' sake. And so his love for you is certain and truly free, because Jesus has fulfilled the demands. Second, he gives you a laughter that is eternal, the pure hilarious joy of seeing the devil turned upside down and spanked, all his power of hell and death and the grave shredded in the resurrection, so that you may even look forward to having back in the resurrection. This is a very important promise, that you may have back in the resurrection even those loved ones whom you didn't love quite well enough, or who didn't quite love you. Third, he gives you the sweet bread of life, his own flesh, which fills you with the resurrection, and he gives you a kingdom where you rule with him in that resurrection. See, our happiness is eternal because none of it rests on us, or on our circumstances, or on what we achieve, or on how good we are, or anything else. Our happiness is for the Lord's sake. That's why St. Peter, in our second lesson for today, could speak to a group of Christians who are being persecuted up one side and down the other, persecuted by the emperor, persecuted by the local government, scoffed at by all of their neighbors, and he says what? It's a good thing when you endure all this for the Lord's sake. It's good to be submissive even to the emperor for the Lord's sake. It's good to know that when you suffer for the sake of doing right, God is pleased. See, in all of that, there's a little joke. A joke for the Christians and a joke for the emperor himself, if he had ears to hear it. It's the joke that says, all this isn't as serious as you think it is. All your government and all your scoffing, all your persecution. Christ is risen, and we will be undaunted in confessing his truth and speaking his peace. And there is the secret, to see it all as the Lord sees it, to see it all for the Lord's sake, everything, from top to bottom. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia.